A few announcements as we conclude our service today. One of the things that we're going to ask all of you to pray for is for the healing of our building. This is a new building, and yet we have had flooding in the basement. And significant flooding that has required significant work, and they are down there working on it as we speak at the moment. So prayers that indeed it will work, and that the water will stay where it belongs, outside the building. Thanks to Egan and Philip, who were here for a bit of time yesterday, cleaning out one of the drains, and there's a plumber coming in as well this afternoon to check and see what might have been causing that. So we hope and pray that it gets resolved soon. This past week, there was a More Than Gold training event here at St. George on Yonge on Wednesday night, and More Than Gold is preparing for the Pan Am Games coming up in the next couple of weeks. In this room, there were at least 60 to 80 people who were being trained to be able to distribute water at that event. Downstairs, there were 50 to 60 to 70 people who were learning how to be chaplains for this event. That is awesome that that many people from the wider community were here so that they could be a presence of the church and of faith and the gospel as part of this event in our city in the next couple of weeks. So I encourage you to pray for the More Than Gold initiative, especially for three members of our parish. Olga and Colleen and I are three people. I don't know if anyone else has signed up, but those are the three that I know of. And so next Sunday we are going to do a prayer of commissioning for the three of us as we are prepared to start that work. It's a wonderful opportunity to engage our neighborhood and the community around us. You'll notice the announcement in the bulletin, but I want to draw it to your attention. You may have noticed that the prayer list during the intercessions for those who are sick changed. We are now trying every month to go through the list and to call some of the names off the list. It can sometimes get up to 40 names. I've been in one place where that happens, where you don't take a look at the list. So we're trying to do it, see if I can get this right. The beginning of July, Craig will look back and take off names that were there up until the end of May. So June will stay on. And know that if a person comes off the prayer list and you still feel they need to be prayed for, you can write their name in the binder at the back and they will be added back onto the prayer list. We just need a way to be able to have some control over the number of names that are on that list at a given time. You'll also notice that we're not necessarily praying for all the shut-ins or homebound people that we have been praying for in the past. That's because we've started a shut-in cycle of prayer. And so each week we will be remembering two or three of the shut-ins so that they all are remembered at some point over the month. So those are some changes we have made around the prayer list. Something else that was quite exciting about community ministry was this past week on Thursday, Doug and Leonard were down at the North York Civic Center at the market. If you go to the market, go and look for them. They've got a little table, and it's got some information on St. George on Yonge, and they hope to engage people and have conversations, whatever God brings their way. It was great to see them there last week. I know that there's going to be some exciting things happening there. Talk to them about what it was like to be in the midst of that environment and in that context with an opportunity to be the presence of God out of this parish family there. I ask your prayers especially for two things that we're involved in over this summer and beyond. One is the Healthy Stewards Initiative. It's a stewardship program that is out of the diocese, and it has tremendous results in the parishes where it's been used. We had an excellent group of people from St. George on Yonge go to the training on Tuesday night, and you'll be hearing more about this as the fall approaches, but please pray for that working group as they work over these next 2 months to get things in place and ready for that. And the second thing is we're applying for the Ministry Allocations Fund grant. Please pray for the working group that is putting that together. That's another big initiative that has to get done in about the next 6 to 8 weeks. And there's a lot of work that has to go into that. Pray for them as they put the grant together. Pray for those who will look at the grant proposal. And pray especially that we will receive the grant once the decisions are actually made. A final announcement. Something that I believe is quite awesome and wonderful happened as part of our Anglican Communion yesterday. Right now, the General Convention of the Episcopal Church in the United States is meeting, and they have what they call a presiding bishop. The presiding bishop is the same as our primate, overseeing the whole Episcopal Church of the United States. Catherine's term ends now, and so yesterday was the election of the new presiding bishop, and I'm thrilled that Bishop Michael Curry was elected. And history was made because this is the first African-American to be elected into that position. And I think that that's a wonderful, wonderful... I've read one of his books. I just gave it to Leonard to look at. I haven't heard him speak, but if his title of his book is anything, it's called Crazy Christians. And he really believes that's what we need to be, are crazy Christians. A powerful speaker, a dynamic speaker, and I think is going to be good not just for the Episcopal Church, but for the whole church. So we pray for him as he takes on this ministry in the life of our brothers and sisters to the south. Our recessional hymn is...